to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. And we have a turfy day called Jump Cut. Now, jump is spelled J-U-M-P, and then cut is spelled C-U-T. Now, a cut, let's start with that. A cut is when you take something and you move it to another place, okay? Now, what that really means is that in the film, you just cut it, okay, in the whole film, and then you cut another piece here, and that's what you take, and you move it to somewhere else, okay, because it's not really where it should be in this whole story. Now, a jump cut, the idea is that you take something that's within the storyline, within the time period, and you move it somewhere else. And that's what the actual filmmaker does. Now, the reason why is because sometimes you don't want to waste your time with whatever's going on. You know, you want the story to move forward. Ah, you know what it means. So you take it and you cut it, whatever you don't really need, and you throw it out, and then you put it, the what you need to put into the right spot. And that's a jump cut. Now, sometimes it feels like you don't really know what's going on, but it takes you right into forward to where you want to be. Okay? That's a jump cut. Coming up, American Slang.
Hey, 各位好，这里是动感英语 ，I'm Duran。今天是电影《Proof of Life》的最后一次，好，珍惜它。我们讲到这个影片里面的男主角，男主角啊，为了帮助女主角去营救她的丈夫呢，来到了拉丁美洲。那么就在他的营救工作要展开之前，偏偏两个人之间发生了微妙的关系。电影里面其实是这么演，可是在别人眼里面，两个人之间的关系还是营救工作的展开都比登天还要难。好，一起来看看下面这个片段，别人是怎么发表评论的。
Wait on call, man. Alex is going to do it for us. Can you get a bird? Cruz was seven.
Are you in love with this woman? Harry, I don't know what you're holding out hope for. That you're going to save this lady's husband, she's going to see the light and run off with you. It doesn't work that way. You know that.
好，来看今天的美国俚语，来看这句话。I don't know what you're still holding out hope for.
I don't know what you're holding out hope for.
这个词组叫 hold out hope. 好，这个短语的意思是表示在一种很不好的情况下，你还对什么存有希望，存有希望。在不好的情况下，我们就可以用 hold out hope. 好了，那么你来看这个词组怎么把它用出来。 One, the plan crashed 4 days ago, but they're still holding out hope of finding more survivors. 那架飞机4天前坠毁了，可他们仍然抱有一些希望，能够找到更多的幸存者。在这样情况的情况下 they're a bad situation, 因为飞机已经坠毁了，他们还有一些希望，于是我们可以用出来 they're still holding out hope, 后面是 of,我们加什么内容就可以了。Hope 是希望 ，hold out 是坚持住你的希望，所以这个短语用出来就很到位。再来看一个例子，听好了 ，We lost the game yesterday, so we don't hold out much hope of getting to the finals。这句话的意思是，昨天那个比赛我们输掉了，所以我不再有什么希望，我们不再有什么希望。才能够杀入决赛。
Wait on call, man. Alex is going to do it for us. Can you get a bird? Cruz was seven.
Are you in love with this woman? Harry, I don't know what you're holding out hope for. That you're going to save this lady's husband, she's going to see the light and run off with you. It doesn't work that way. You know that.
感谢你收看 Action English, 真的是经典对白的时间。Alice 对她丈夫的营救工作现在到了最关键的时候，可是她需要她丈夫的老板的帮助，她会帮助 Alice 吗？ Alice 有什么好的方法来说服她吗？一起来看。
You think I don't get up every morning and think about Peter? Look, I have had a dozen meetings with the transition team already about this whole situation. Just how wrong I think it is.
Fuck you, Ted.
Look, Alice, I'm not sure what we're talking about here. But you give me something to work with, and maybe I can push this the last mile.
ELT's going out to the pipeline tomorrow. I know where. Do you step up with Peter or not?
I don't know what you think you're trying to accomplish here, Alice. Or what you think you know, or how stupid you think I am. That I get 3 military briefings a week, and it's a good bet that if anyone knew what was happening down here, it would be me.
I don't know.
How could you possibly know this?
Do you step up for Peter?
Do you step up for Peter or not?
关键词组叫 step up for somebody. This phrase means to support them and do something on their behalf. 我们可以把它翻译成 step 是卖, 对不对? 你卖出来, 为谁卖出来? 表示在谁需要帮助的时候，你给予支持和帮助。你支持谁？ 叫 step up for. 好了，来看怎么使用它。 When I was getting criticized in the meeting, no one stepped up for me. 在会议上，别人批斗我的时候，没有人站出来为我说话。No one stepped up for me. 好，再来看第二个例子。If you get into trouble, I'll step up and help you out. 等你有麻烦了，我会站出来支持你，帮你搞定的。 I'll step up.
ELT's going out to the pipeline tomorrow. I know where. Do you step up for Peter or not?
I don't know what you think you're trying to accomplish here, Alice. Or what you think you know, or how stupid you think I am. That I get 3 military briefings a week, and it's a good bet that if anyone knew what was happening down here, it would be me.
好，来看下面这个句子。 I get 3 military briefings a week.
That I get 3 military briefings a week.
我们要教给你的这个词是 a briefing. A briefing is a short meeting involving a presentation on the important points of a situation. 我们可以把这个词 a briefing 理解成简要的汇报，然后这个简短的简要的汇报叫 a briefing. 好，来下面看例句。第一个，听好了。 We're gonna have a briefing from the boss later on today. 今天待会儿老板要给我们做一个简要的汇报，言下之意你可别走。 One more time, 我再说一遍这句。 We're gonna get a briefing from the boss later on today. Briefing, 简要的汇报。好，再来看一个例句。 Hey, don't miss the briefing tomorrow, or else you find the work very hard to do. 明天我们有一个简要的汇报会，你可千万别不来啊，要不然的话这个工作你会发觉非常的难。要来，好，这个句子我再说一遍。 Don't miss the briefing tomorrow, or else, 否则的话, you find the work very hard.
You think I don't get up every morning and think about Peter? Look, I have had a dozen meetings with the transition team already about this whole situation. Just how wrong I think it is.
Fuck you, Ted.
Look, Alice, I'm not sure what we're talking about here. But you give me something to work with, and maybe I can push this the last mile.
ELT's going out to the pipeline tomorrow. I know where. Do you step up for Peter or not?
I don't know what you think you're trying to accomplish here, Alice. Or what you think you know, or how stupid you think I am. That I get 3 military briefings a week, and it's a good bet that if anyone knew what was happening down here, it would be me.
I don't know.
How could you possibly know this? And who the hell is that?
好，今天的新内容就教了这么多。来，我们巩固一下今天学的几个原点。第一个，我们在俚语里面学了一个词，表示你在不利的状况下，你还对什么抱有希望，心存希望。那个词组叫
hold out hope.
如果是后面加内容的话，要用 of。
Hold out hope
of 加什么东西？好，接下去一个原点，我们学了一个词，表示你很仗义啊。在人家很需要你的时候，你能够挺身而出，站出来替谁说话，那个词组叫 step up for somebody。Step up for somebody。好，最后一个刚刚讲过的是一个名词，这个名词是表示一个简短的、简要的汇报，那个词叫 briefing。记住了吗？好了，千万不要忘了复习。另外，明天同一时间还有很多好东西交给你。好，别走开，下面是原声碟。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Little Shop of Horrors. Horrors are very scary, scary things. And in this shop, it's a flower shop, and one day this very strange plant appears. They don't know where it came from, and it won't grow. At first it's okay, but then the plant stops growing. And so Seymour, the boy who works in the shop,is singing to it, saying, please, grow for me. Why won't you grow?
I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly. I'm down on my knees. Oh, please, grow for me. I've given you plant food.And water to sip. I've given you potash. You've given me dip. Oh God, how I missed you. Oh pot, how you teach. Now please, grow for me.
So this is the song, Grow For Me. Seymour sings it to the plant, a little plant. He says, I've given you sunshine.You know, you put the plant in the window and the sun comes in to help the plant grow. I've given you dirt, right? You have to put a plant in dirt. These are the things that you do for a plant. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. Heartache is your heart and it aches, it hurts. It makes your heart very sad.So he says to this little plant, he says, I've helped you, I've done all the right things, give you sunshine, dirt, water, and you've given me nothing but sadness and frustration. So he sings to the plant, and by the end of the song, we find out what the plant really wants to drink or eat. So let's listen and you'll find out. See you next time on Action English.
What is it you need?I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly. I'm down on my knees. Oh, please, grow for me. I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash.You've given me this. Oh God, how I missed you. Oh God, how you teased. Now please, grow for me. I've given you southern exposure to get to the thrive. I've pushed you back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you at levels of moisture from desert to mudI've given you grow lights and mineral supplements. What do you want from me? What? Ow! Damn roses. Damn thorns. I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly. I'm down on my knees.
Class.com